感谢主带领我们来到了2022年的头一天。
We thank the Lord. He has brought us through to the first day of the year 2022.
这两天呢，我收到很多弟兄姊妹在网络上啊，这个恭喜新年啊，那个新年快乐，收到很多。
These past 2 days, I've received many online messages from brethren about the new year and happy new year.
一个小姊妹写了给我这新年快乐。
There is a young little sister who wrote to me happy new year.
哎，我忽然一个感觉，我就回她一句很简单的
话。And I had a response, and I respond very simply to her.
我说靠主喜乐，年年都好。
And I said, that we will rejoice in the Lord, and every year will be happy and joyful.
似乎对我们来讲，今天跟昨天也没什么差别啊。
In fact, today is no different for us than yesterday.
当然，主借着年日的转换，对我们是个提醒。
Of course, to the change in times and seasons, the Lord reminds us.
让我们要抓住机会，好好的跟随主。
That we must take hold, seize every opportunity to follow Him well.
但愿我们能像彼得所说的一样。
As Peter said,
我们在地上的日子积蓄神的丰富。
And that while our days on earth, we will accumulate all the fullness of God.
当天国降临的时候,
and when the kingdom of heaven shall come,
我们能够丰丰富富地进神的国,
that we would be able to enter abundantly to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我想这样日子过得才有意义,
if we spend our days in such a way, it will be very meaningful.
感谢主, 让我们在这个新年的时候可以同聚在主的跟前。
And we thank the Lord that even at the dawn of the new year, we're able to gather together in His presence.
这是何等的福气。
And what a great blessing this is.
我们知道今天早晨主在我们中间。
And we know this morning our Lord is in our midst.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹大家都把注意力摆在主的身上。
And so, brothers and sisters, let us place all our focus, our attention upon the Lord Himself.
只有他的同在才是聚会最大的祝福。
And only with His presence in our midst, that is the greatest blessing for us.
那么我要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通斯提凡的信息。
And I will continue to fellowship upon this message from Stephen.
那么我们请弟兄姊妹呢，打开这个使徒行传第七章。
Now, brothers and sisters, may you turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 7.
啊，那么今天早晨呢，我们要把摩西的这一段话呢，能够把它读一下。
This morning we'll read through this passage concerning Moses.
那么斯蒂凡的这一篇信息里面呢，关于摩西的是特别的长。
Now in this message from Stephen, this portion concerning Moses is rather long.
我本来呢有点犹豫，这么长要不要读啊？
And I was hesitating if it's such a long passage, ought we to read it?
后来我想到，这是我们弟兄寻道的一篇信息。
Then I consider this is the last words of our brother before his martyrdom.
是多么重要的。
And how weighty are these words?
所以呢，我们宁可花一点时间来把它读一下。
So we rather spend some time in reading this word.
好吧，我一段一段的读。
So we'll read each section.
那么我读一段中文，然后弟兄读一段英文。
And I will read one section in Chinese. Our brother will read the other section in English.
请我们打开《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us open to Book of Acts, chapter 7.
我们从十八节读起。
We'll begin reading with verse 18.
十八节，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起，他用诡计待我们的祖宗，苦害我们的祖宗。叫他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。那时摩西生下来俊美非凡，在他父家里抚养了三个月。他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿拾了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
Verse 23, and when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begot two sons.
弟兄把后面一段都读了啊，那我就读中文。二十三节，他将到四十岁，心中起去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那里，见他们一人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说，你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？那欺负邻舍的把他推开，说，谁立你们做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？摩西听见这话就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。
And I'll read for, starting with verse 30 then. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and there's not, behold, Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same that God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush.
OK， 这个我想我就接着我们弟兄所读的往下读好了，为了节省一点时间啊。我们三十六节开始了，这人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野四十年间行了奇事神迹，那曾对以色列人说，神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我的，就是这位摩西。这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。我们的祖宗不肯听从，反弃绝他，心里归向埃及。亚伦说，你且为我们造些神像，在我们面前引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。那时他们造了一个牛犊，又拿祭物做献给那像，欢喜自己手中的工作。神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰。正如先知书上所写的说，以色列家，你们四十年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？对不起啊。你们抬着摩洛的帐幕和李番神的心，就是你们所造为要敬拜的像，因此我要把你们迁到巴比伦外去。我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，使神吩咐摩西，对不起，抱歉。 我们的祖宗有法柜的帐幕是神吩咐摩西叫他照着所看见的样式做的。这帐幕我们的祖宗相继承受，当神在他们面前赶出外邦人去的时候，他们同约书亚把帐幕搬进承受为业之地，直存到大卫的日子。
We have read to verse 45.
对不起，我像昨天 Mac 讲的一样，我应该用一本圣经啊，结果我用电脑读，这个跳来跳去的。
I apologize, brothers and
sisters.
I should have done what Brother Mac shared yesterday to use the paper Bible. I was on my device and it kept on scrolling back and forth. Sorry for that.
所以可见这个电脑还是不可靠的，还是应该带圣经啊。不过呢，弟兄姊妹原谅我，因为我这些年啊眼睛不太好，那么我读这个印刷的字是有一点点的觉得困难，就我觉得电脑的字比较大，对我方便啊，你们原谅我用电脑。
So I do ask for your pardon, understanding that I'm on these devices which are not trustworthy, but because of my eyesight, the paper print is more difficult for me to read. So the font on the devices is easier for me to read.
刚才我们读的这一段经文，
Now, this passage which we just read,
那么是斯提凡信息中间所提到的第三件重要事情。
This is the third important point that Stephen mentions in his message.
那么他借着摩西讲到在神恢复中间神所要做的工。
Through Moses, Stephen reveals to us in the recovery work of God in his next stage.
我开头就讲过啊，斯蒂凡所讲到的旧约这段历史的故事是我们大家都非常熟悉的。
I have mentioned before this recount of the Jewish history which Stephen gives is very familiar to all of us.
但是这一段的经文历史所记载下来的事物却是非常非常的重要。
But in this passage, what is recorded for us is of utmost importance.
否则保罗不会过了那么多年之后啊还记得那么清楚。
Otherwise, Paul would not remember it so vividly through so many years after.
保罗是一个熟悉旧约以色列人传统的一个人。
Now, Paul himself was very familiar with the Jewish history and all the traditions.
这些故事对于他来讲实在算不得什么。
So all these stories and accounts means not much to him.
如果让保罗来讲，可能讲得更详尽一点。
And even for Paul himself, if he was to expound on it, it would be even in greater detail.
但是为什么在保罗的里面呢，有这么重的一个分量？
Yet why is it so weighty in the heart of God, in the heart of Paul?
因为他觉得斯蒂凡是在神的启示中看这一段的历史。
And because Paul understood it is in Revelation which Stephen recounts this history of Israel.
而斯蒂凡从这段历史中看见在神所要做的工作中四件重要的事情。
And from the account of this history of the Jews,Stephen reveals to us the four important points in the recovery work of God.
而是在人类堕落之后，
And this is after the fall of man.
神在地上所要恢复的事情。
And the matters of God's heart which he wants to recover.
所以弟兄姊妹们在保罗的里面产生非常深刻的印象。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this was very impactful in the heart of Paul.
所以这些简单的故事
These very simple accounts
对我们来讲有深刻的属灵的意义
are to have a very deep engraved spiritual meaning for us.
我们也需要有一个属灵的眼光来看。
And we must also look upon it with spiritual perspective.
我们都很清楚。
And we know very clearly.
在旧约圣经里面，你一提到侍奉，一定是以摩西做榜样。
When you speak about service, we look at Moses as the example.
但是弟兄姊妹们当我们仔细地读这些话的时候，
Yet, brothers and sisters, when we carefully read these words,
我们就发现斯蒂凡摸到了有一些的重要的点，对我们今天来讲都是非常重要的提醒。
We discover how Stephen touches on many points that are very important reminders for us today.
我们都知道我们的神在创世之前就定下完整的旨意。
Now we know even before the foundation of the world, our Lord has his determined will.
他也做了一个完美的计划。
And it is his perfect plan.
然后他就按着这个计划呢，他开始做工。
And he works according to his counsel.
他要达到他的目的。
And his will must be done.
弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters.
我们知道这是全本圣经呢给我们一个重要的启示。
And we know this is a very important revelation to us from the Bible.
并且在人类堕落之后
And after man fell,
神要重新把人带回到他这个旨意里面。
That God will restore man once again into his will.
我们的神付上了重大的代价。
And God himself, our God, paid the ultimate price.
甚至叫他的儿子到地上来为我们死在十字架上
even to the sending of his son into this world to die on the cross for us.
所以我永远不能忘记
and so we can never forget.
我们一想到耶稣基督挂在十字架上
and we consider and remember how our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross.
想到他所受的羞辱
and we consider the humiliation he has on the cross.
从头到脚都是血
and from head to toe he was covered in blood.
遍体的鳞伤
and he was harmed all throughout his body.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的代价！
Brothers and sisters, what a great price!
这就告诉我们说，在人类堕落之后，
and this tells us after the fall of man,
神要恢复他自己所要的那个旨意。
That God, in order to recover his will,
神是付上重大代价。
That God himself paid the heavy price.
所以今天我们关于神的事情。
Therefore, today, concerning God's matters, we ask the Lord to give us a reverent heart.
绝不能轻看这些东西。
That we cannot despise such things.
今天你眼见的地上基督教的这些光景太肤浅了。
Today, when we look at the condition of Christendom on earth, it is very, very shallow.
我常常想，如果今天神所要的就是我们现在这样一点聚会、一点活动、这么一点情况的话呢？那么主耶稣为什么要付那么大代价？
I would comment often if the Lord just wants his people to assemble together and have some Christian activities, why then would he have to pay such a heavy price?
既然主付这么重大的代价，
and since the Lord himself paid this great and heavy price,
你就知道神要得着的那件事情是非同小可。
We must realize the weightiness of what he is after.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们，他拣选我们，救赎我们。
Brothers and sisters, he has chosen us, he has called us.
这个意义是非常重大的。
Now, his redemption is of great value and meaning.
今天呢，我想我们知道神他在地上有他自己的工作。
Now, we know that God has his work on earth today.
我们也很清楚。
And we are very clear.
神要完成他的目的。
That in order for God to accomplish his will,
他是要借着人跟他一同来完成的。
He desires for man to be in agreement to work together with him.
所以今天在主的工作上最大的难处是我们这些人啊。
And so the most difficult and challenging for the Lord is us.
如果神自己来做的话，很容易一下就完成了。
If God himself would do the work, it would be done in an instant.
但是透过你我这些人。
Yet it is through you and me.
是多么的不容易。
And it is through man which lies the difficulty.
然后我们知道侍奉是神永远的意念。
And we know that service is in that eternal will of God.
将来进入永世。
And in the day of eternal days.
我们还要做他的仆人。
We are still his servants.
启示录很清楚告诉我们。
And it tells us very clearly in Revelation.
将来我们与他一同做王，一同侍奉他。
And when we reign with him, we serve him.
神在侍奉上所拥有的意念是非常非常的荣耀，非常尊贵的。
The mind and thought of service in the heart of God is so glorious, so honorable.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
Brothers and sisters, we must bear in
mind. 神所要的侍奉人是每一个神的儿女。
The service, the servant which God is after is each and every one of his children.
我们每一个人蒙恩得救了。
Each one of us has been saved by grace.
我们就成了一个侍奉神的人。
We become a servant.
在神的旨意里面。
In the will of God.
神要做工
God is to work.
神是做工
He works.
我们呢就是侍奉
And we serve.
对我们来讲做神的工就是侍奉
And when we do the work of God, it is to serve him.
但是我们知道在神的整个完美的计划里面
But we know in that beautiful, perfect will of God,
神要实行他的这个计划的时候
that when God executes his plan,
他碰见最大的难处就是你我这些人
the most challenging difficulty he encounters is you and me.
神要得着你我这些人作为器皿
and God desires to gain you and me as the vessel.
那么来完成神 自己的旨意。
And as the channel to complete that will of God.
所以在旧约时代中
Therefore, in the Old Testament,
神就借着摩西
God through Moses,
神做工在摩西身上
He works upon Moses,
把他做成一个符合于神心目中的器皿
To transform him and make him a vessel meet for God's use.
那么神就用他做个榜样
And God uses Moses as the example.
所以今天我们要讲一个最能符合神心意的侍奉主人就是摩西，对吧
？So when we say one servant who is meet for the master's use, it's Moses.
那么今天呢，每一个神的儿女们都应当被做成这样的情况。
And today, all the children of God ought to be molded into that image.
当然，你读新约书，你也知道主耶稣基督自己到地上来做仆人。
And of course, you know, in the New Testament, we see the Lord himself who come into this world to be that servant.
但是希伯来书的话怎么说呢
But what does the writer of the Hebrews say?
讲到我们的主在他的家中敬重如同摩西啊。
And he says, does he say that he is faithful in all of his house like Moses?
所以摩西在旧约圣经里面是神是工作上面所得到器皿的一个
So therefore, Moses is the standard, the epitome of that example, one who is faithful in God's house as the servant.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们从摩西的身上
From the person of Moses,
可以看见神工作的法则
We're able to see the principle of the work of God.
我们可以看见一些侍奉上面重要的一些原则。
We are able to see many important principles in service.
我们要知道今天基督徒在地上。
We know that as Christians on earth.
当然我们的生活呢，有时候很容易犯错误。
And very easily in our daily living, we might, have errors.
但是有的错误我们会有感觉。
But sometimes we have our feeling toward those mistakes.
现在有一件很可怕的事情。
One thing very frightful.
就是在我们的身上。
That is upon us.
侍奉所犯的错误不容易有感觉。
When we have mistakes, errors in service, we are not very sensitive to them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我有的时候心里面呢有很深的一个感叹。
And sometimes I have a very great sighing within.
因为我认识许多的弟兄姊妹。
Because I know of many brothers and sisters.
在不同的基督徒的团体里面。
And different locations.
甚至有些侍奉主的人。
And many who are servants of God.
他们的爱主。
They love God.
他们生活的清洁。
And they have very pure living.
他们的牺牲。
And their sacrifice.
他们的品德
and their character
都是非常好的
they are all wonderful
但是呢
but
他们却在神的侍奉上犯错误
yet they may have error in the service of God
不仅自己所走的路是错的
not only would the way that they are on would be wrong
也把主的工作代表错误
but they have misrepresented the work of God
这个教会里面实在是非常非常的这个有时候很难过的一件事情。
And this caused me very great grief within.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们很容易在侍奉上面犯错误而不知。
Very easily.
没有知觉。
We may have mistaken in the way of our service, yet is unknown to us, and we do not realize.
所以这个在侍奉上。弟兄姊妹给我们是何等大的一个提醒、啊、
This matter is a great reminder for us upon service.
特别到了末了的时代
Especially in these last days.
神在对着他的百姓们、呼召忠心的仆人
When God is calling amongst his people for faithful servants.
你看你如果读马太福音二十四、二十五章
When we read Matthew chapters 24 and 25.
神希望我们成为一个好仆人。
And God desires for us the good and faithful servant.
一个善良的仆人，一个忠心的仆人。
To be a good and faithful servant.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道将来主回来的时候。
We know when our Lord returns.
作为神的儿女。
As the children of God.
每一个人都可以回家，没有问题的。
Each one of us can go home. There is no doubt about that.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
当天国降。
When the kingdom of heaven comes,
只有好仆人可以进去的
and only the good and faithful servant can enter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
所以在侍奉上
So,
是有奖赏的。
There is reward in service.
所以今天对我们来讲，
therefore for us,
固然做一个好基督徒，生活品德对我们是考验。
Whether we're a good Christian out there living, that is a test.
但在侍奉上面的考验是更严厉的。
But yet, the testing under service is even more strict.
所以记得我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是神的仆人。
So remember, brothers and sisters, each and every one of the children of God are servants.
不是少数的人，是所有人都是的。
They are not servants in few, but we are all called to serve.
所以因此呢，我们需要从摩西的身上来看神所要我们做器皿该有的一种光景。
Therefore, upon the person of Moses, we can consider the condition we ought to display as vessels.
所以斯提凡
So for Stephen,
他想到这些事情的时候，
when he thought of all these matters,
他内心里面是非常的激愤的。
He was very excited within.
所以在他的话信息里面，
therefore in his message,
他告诉我们犹太人、以色列人，
the Jews, the Israelites,
他们在侍奉上所犯的一个重大的错误。
The great error they have in service.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now, brothers and sisters,
我想今天我们需要被提醒。
This is a reminder we must have today.
在他所讲到摩西的这一段的历史中，
When he recounts this history of Moses,
特别提醒我们不要犯犹太人所犯的错误。
Especially as an admonition that we do not err in the way of the Israelites.
我想至少在这一段经文中，我们看见三样的重要的错误是我们需要避免的。
At the very least, we see three errors that we must avoid.
在侍奉上，第一个所犯的错误就是我们凭着天然的条件服侍神。
The first error that we must avoid is in service, we cannot depend on our natural abilities.
我想我们等一等会从摩西的身上来看这个点。
Now later, we can see this point upon Moses.
第二个重要的点，
The second important point,
就是呢，在以色列百姓中，他们制造了偶像。
Amongst the people of Israel, they have made for themselves idols.
我们晓得他们在西乃山下就在神的眼前做了金牛犊啊。
We know that even in the sight of God at the foot of Mount Sinai, they created for themselves the molten calf.
所以过去有个弟兄解释的很好啊。
And there was a brother who put it very well.
是的，我们侍奉主应该像牛一样的。
That's right. When we serve the Lord, we ought to be as an ox.
牛呢是劳苦是牺牲的，对不对？
Now the ox works very hard and diligently, and they sacrifice.
结果呢，这个牛变成金牛犊了。
But yet this ox, this calf became a golden calf.
弟兄姊妹们，这是历史历代很多侍奉人中所犯的错误。
Brothers and sisters, throughout the ages, this is an error of the servants of God.
你本来是一个劳苦牺牲侍奉的人，结果你变成别人崇拜的对象。
We ought to be
the
ox that is diligently working and plowing ahead, but yet we become a golden calf to be idolized by others.
我们不要讲天主教。
And that is Catholicism.
后来以后的更正教起来说，到处都是偶像。
And even through the Orthodox, there are idols throughout.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要避免这个东西。
We must avoid such things.
所以一个侍奉主的人，
So one who serves the Lord,
如果追求名追求利，
If we're after fame and fortune,
希望成名，
And we want to be famous,
希望变成众人所敬仰的人，
And we want to be idolized by many,
非常可怕。
That is very, very frightening.
而这种思想普遍的在神的百姓当中，
yet, such thoughts and intentions are throughout the people of God.
一直到今天，
even until today,
弟兄姊妹们，很多侍奉主的人，很多这个年轻的人呢，一出来奉献主的时候呢，一出来心里面就想要最好能够 worldwide 出名。
The brothers and sisters, many who serve the Lord, the young people who want to come out and serve the Lord, they want to have worldwide fame.
这是一个 非常大的错误。
And this is a very great error.
我们知道这个金牛犊在以色列后来的历史中间一直是他们的影响。
And we know how this golden calf continually, perpetually is an influence impact to the people of Israel.
所以这也是一个重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle.
还有第三件事情。
And the third point.
那么斯提凡在这告诉他们喜欢自己手中的工作。
And Stephen tells us they delight in the work of their own hand.
我们知道一个侍奉主的人自己是没有工作的。
And we know one who serve, they don't have the work of their own hand.
保罗告诉我们，我们是蒙召来做主的工啊。
And Paul tells us we have been called to do the work of God.
我们没有自己的工。
We do not have our own work.
但是你看我们何等容易的就是喜欢自己的工。
But so easily we delight in our own works.
甚至啊我们有很多时候弟兄姊妹们你看有些服事的时候呢我们在一个地方服事的时候我们觉得好像这个是我们的范围对不对
And so many times when we serve and this is my area so this is my work
我曾经在香港一次和一些弟兄们交通
And one time I was fellowshipping with the saints in Hong Kong
我说弟兄们呢、
I said brethren
工作是主的
It is the Lord's work
教会是主的
And it is the Lord's church
羊群也是主的
And the flock is also the Lord's
没有一只羊是你的。
There is not one sheep that belongs to us.
你自己是羊，对不对
？We ourselves are sheep.
但是很奇怪，我们在无形中就会有一种思想。
But subconsciously we have this mindset.
这是我们的羊。
Oh, this is my flock.
所以呢，有时候一个底下弟兄姊妹跑到别地方去了，我们说你们偷羊偷牛。
And so when a brother or sister goes to another fellowship, we would come in and think, oh, they're stealing my sheep.
那不是很好笑吗
Isn't that the silly?
这羊是你的吗
Is this sheep belong to you?
弟兄姊妹们所有的羊群都是属于主的
Brothers and sisters, all the sheep belongs to the Lord.
我曾经跟你们讲过
I shared with you before.
我那里有些弟兄姊妹有时候他在我们中间聚会聚得不满意
And sometimes brothers and sisters, when weAssembled together, they're not happy.
他跑到别的团体去了。
And they go to another congregation.
我们有些服侍弟兄们就很紧张，哎呦，你看我们人跑掉了。
And some brothers and sisters we serve together get very anxious. Oh, others have left.
我说不要紧啊。
No, we said it's fine.
都是主的羊啊。
It's the Lord's sheep.
他在我们中间得不得供应到别地方去也很好啊。
If they cannot be fed in our midst and they're fed elsewhere, that's wonderful.
你给他祝福嘛。
And that's a blessing.
所以有一个姊妹跑到别的聚会里去了。
And a sister went to another meeting.
然后她就打个电话给我。
And then she called us.
她说弟兄啊我在这里很快乐。
And said, brother, son, I'm so happy here.
她想刺激我。
She wants to provoke me.
我就说我说感谢主。
I said, thank the Lord.
希望你在那里好好的爱主。
And so you love the Lord well there.
永远快乐。
And that you're always happy.
有姊妹不需要我们不需要你为什么跑那里去了
Now, brothers and sisters, we need not to be incited. Why are you there?
都是主的羊。
It is all the Lord's sheep.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
今天。
Today.
我们没有自己的工作。
We do not have the own work of our hands.
我们要看见。工作是主的。
Now we see it is the Lord's work.
所以保罗被蒙召出来的时候
So as Paul was called,
他说我们只能做主召我们所做的工。
We can only do the work which God has called us unto.
我们蒙召出来是为了神的旨意。
Now we have been called for the will of God.
怎么会做这个工作变成我们的呢
How can it be as we work and serve, it becomes our own work?
哇一提到我们自己的工作就高兴。不得了
and when we see this is my work and we rejoice
斯蒂凡在他的信息中告诉我们
and Stephen in his message he tells us
在侍奉上我们很容易犯这样的错误的
in service these are errors we'll easily commit
所以弟兄姊妹们
therefore brothers and sisters
我们需要主的恩典
we must have the grace of the Lord
让我们能够避免出这些的错误
so we can avoid such errors
好叫我们的服事在主的跟前能像摩西一样能被主称许。
Might our service be as Moses before the Lord that he would praise us.
那么当我们来看摩西的这个故事之前
And before we get into the story of Moses.
那么我在这里呢要先和弟兄姊妹们交通一些哈主心中所要我们的做工的原则。
Now here I like to first fellowship with brothers and sisters some of the principle God desires for us in service.
你如果懂得了这些原则,
now, if we understand these principles,
我们再回头看他们的故事就很容易明白了。
Now, then we reflect and look at their stories, it's rather easy for us to understand.
在侍奉上我们第一个所要持守的原则,
now, the first principle we want to hold fast to concerning service,
是不自由中的自由。
That we would enjoy freedom in constraint.
弟兄姊妹们，我们服侍主。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we serve the Lord,
有些事情我们是没有自由的。
Now, there are some matters we cannot control.
今天不是说呢，你有了道就可以讲，你有了事情你就可以做。不，弟兄姊妹们，我们没有这个自由的。
Now, brothers and sisters, we do not have such liberty as we serve that I have a word, I'm going to preach.
首先我们知道你做神的仆人是没有自由的。
Now, the first thing we must realize when we are servants of God, we are not at our own liberty.
所以保罗最喜欢讲自己是什么？耶稣基督的奴仆。
And so, Paul oftentimes reserved himself as the bondservant of the Lord.
保罗知道自己没有自由的。
Now,Paul himself realized he is not at liberty.
做仆人的人你有什么自由？你只能听主人的，对不对？
Now, as a servant, you have no freedom. You must listen to the master.
难怪你看见在使徒行传里面记载的保罗的服事。
So we see in the book of Acts, when it records the service of Paul.
特别到了16章的时候。
Chapter 16 there says.
使徒行传16章。
Acts 16.
圣灵禁止他。
The Holy Spirit forbade him.
耶稣的灵不许。
And the Spirit of God did not allow him.
我们今天看在地上服侍主的人有多少人跟着这个原则走啊。
And we see how many would follow this principle as we serve God today.
我们是这个有工就做，对不对？
And we say, if there's work to be done, I'm at it.
但是呢，有很多事情没有自由的。
But there are many things we ought to be bound.
所以首先你是一个受捆绑的人。
So first of all, we realize we are bond servants.
但是你在基督里却有极大的自由。
Now, though we are a bond servant in Christ, there is full liberty.
所以我们看见保罗在地上的服事的时候呢，哇，他这个把主的工作带到地中海整个沿岸，对不对？
Therefore, we see in the service of Paul throughout his ministry, even to the Mediterranean.
所以从保罗身上你要看见。
So we see upon Paul.
我们侍奉中有不自由中的自由。
So in our service, there may be bondage, but there is also freedom in that bondage.
一个侍奉主人如果不懂得让主来捆绑。
Now as a servant, if we do not know how to be bound by the Lord,
你就无法享受在基督里的自由。
We cannot enjoy the freedom, the liberty there is in Christ.
今天呢，我们就感觉很多人不太懂得这个原则，我们太自由了。
Perhaps not many would understand this principle. We have so much liberty.
我们高兴做什么，我们高兴讲什么就讲什么。
We do whatever pleases us, what we're happy to do, and we speak.
你看不见有多少的神的仆人呢？他是好像被神拘谨的。
It does not seem like some servants, they realize they seem to be under the constraint of God.
所以呢，在这里呢，我们首先看见的一个第一个原则就是不自由中的自由。
So the first principle in service we notice is that there is liberty in that bondage.
第二个重要的原则。
The second principle.
因为神选我们是与神同工啊。
Because when God chooses us, it's to choose us to work together with him.
神做工是你要跟他一同一起做工。
So as we work and serve, we work together with him.
你知道这里面包含一个很重要的一个原则。
So here, there's a very important principle in these.
英文说的 work with God, 这个 with God, 就是里面是一个重要的原则。
So in the English, it's well put because it's with, work with God is an important principle.
因为有时候我们在侍奉上呢，我们会有一个矛盾的感觉。
Because sometimes when we serve, there seems to be this dilemma, this conflict.
那我们侍奉啊，应该主动啊，还是应该被动啊？
So when we serve, we're at conflict and think, should I be active or passive?
弟兄姊妹们，你们能告诉我吗？侍奉是主动是对呀，还是被动是对呀？
Brothers and sisters, you tell me, when we serve, ought we to be active or passive?
主动对呀。
Active
主动也不对。
Active is wrong.
被动也不对。
Passive is also incorrect.
弟兄姊妹们，这个与神同工的与神的意思呢？ 在被动中的主动。
And so, and remember this now, to work together with God is that we are actively passive.
Yeah, 翻得非常好。Yeah, 弟兄姊妹们要记住啊，是被动中的主动。
Now, brothers and sisters, bear in mind, we are to be active, but passively.
是神先动了你才能动。
Now, we only are active with God first. Who
神不动你就不能动。
If God is still, we cannot work.
我举一个小小的例子说明一下。
So, I give you a small example.
你们这里因为很多人都认识我那个老大Joseph.
And so many of you know my older son, Joe.
他在做学生的时候。
Now, when he was a student,
但他没有钱。
He did not have much money.
那有的时候爸爸，比方说爸爸的生日，他就想买一个好的礼物送给我。
So, for example, on my birthday, he would like to get me a nice gift.
他有一次买那个礼物送给我。
And sometimes he would give me a gift.
他就很不好意思。
He would feel a little ashamed, embarrassed.
他说爸爸。
Dad.
他说我是用你的钱买的礼物给你的。
Father, I've used your money to buy this gift for you.
哎呀，我说我非常高兴啊，我说儿子啊，太好了。
But I'm very happy. Oh, son, I'm very happy about this gift.
所以你知道吗？我们今天侍奉主就是这样。
And so today, when we serve the Lord, it's the same.
我们奉献也是这样。
When we offer, it's the same.
我们把神给我们的重新归还给神，就叫奉献。
Now offering is actually just to give back what God has first given unto us.
所以在侍奉中，主动也不对，被动也不对。
So in service, whether we're active is wrong, whether we're passive is incorrect.
但是你会看见很多侍奉主的人整天在那开会商量主动要为神做什么。
But we see in service.Many times we meet and see, okay, what are we going to do? This is how we serve God.
但又有很多人说呢，那个被动，主不动，我也不动，他就在家里。
But on the other extreme, well, I'm passively waiting. If God doesn't show me, I'll just sit at home and wait.
所以在《使徒行传》里面呢，
Therefore, in the book of Acts,
神给我们有两个侍奉人的例子。
God has given us two servants as examples.
我们知道保罗是一个非常激进主动的人，对不对？
We know that Paul was very active.
哇，神要是不限制他的话，他跑得更远。
If God did not constrain him, forbade him, he would have went further.
哇，保罗这个年轻人那个冲劲非常大的。
And Paul as a young man had much vigor and energy.
所以神要限制啊。
And so God had to forbid him and not allow him.
那么另外一个例子呢，就是彼得。
And the other example is Peter.
彼得年轻时候本来是很冲动的。
And Peter, when he was young, was also very impulsive.
但是我们看见到了《使徒行传》里面的时候呢。
But now when we see the book of Acts.
他侍奉完全被动的。
Now he was completely passive.
圣灵带他一步，他就走一步。
He would take a step as the Spirit leads him.
我想我不需要举很多的例子说明。
I don't have to give too many of his examples.
弟兄姊妹能够看见。
And brothers and sisters, know that counts.
所以这是在新约使徒行传里面给我们看见两个侍奉人的榜样。
Therefore, we see these examples in the book of Acts, these two servants.
但是无论保罗的主动，彼得的被动，到最后什么呢？
But whether it is Paul's activeness or Peter's passiveness, what is the end?
都变成被动中的主动。
They become very actively passive.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上你要听神的。
Now, when we serve, we must listen for God.
我常常讲啊，你不要忘记你是个仆人。
Now, I often say, do not forget we are servants.
你是什么叫做仆人呢？
Now, what does it mean to be a servant?
就是你有主人的。
That we have a master.
侍奉主啊，你不要忘记你有主人的。
Now, when we serve the Lord,Let us remember we have a master.
但是你看我们多少时候侍奉主，我们就做忘了主人啊。
And so oftentimes as a servant, we just work, and we forget that about our master.
我常常感觉我们的主就站在那里啊。
And oftentimes I would have this picture, our Lord is just standing there.
哇，你就拼命做。
And we neglect him and continue to work.
所以做到主也叹气了。
And to a point, the Lord himself would give
aside. 你要听话。
Oh, you have to learn to listen.
就说我还没动，你就动了。
I did not even act yet, and you're working.
这不对的。
That is wrong.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这些都是重要的侍奉的原则。
These are important principles in service.
今天我们感觉今天在地上的侍奉非常的混乱。
And I see the service is very chaotic today.
我们真的想落到那个 四世纪的光景一样。
And so we are just asked the day of the judges.
以色列中没有王。
That in those days there is no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
And everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
你高兴做什么你就做什么。
If we are happy to do so, we
will do it. 你愿意做什么就做什么。
And we are pleased to do whatever we want.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们很容易在侍奉上犯错误。
Brothers and sisters, very easily will error in service.
将来到审判台前的时候。
And one day before the judgment throne.
恐怕我们受到最大的审判就是。
And the greatest judgment that will come upon us is upon our service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
My dear brothers and sisters,
在我们个人的品德, 在个人生命中的这些缺陷里面, 主是会容忍我们的。
Now, in our nature, in our character development spiritually, the Lord will have forbearance.
主根本就知道我们是个堕落的人
because he has knows that we are fallen
要我们完全做的那么高的品德做不出来的
for us to have such spiritual character is not easy
所以他要救我们
and so he will deliver us
所以在他的救恩上他的度量是非常宽大的
in terms of his salvation his deliverance is great
但是在他的工作上
but in his work
神是从来不妥协的
God will never compromise
你犯一点点的错误都不行的。
We have cannot error in the minutest way.
我最近呢，把旧约的历史呢，稍微再读一下。
Recently, I've read throughout the history in the Old Testament again.
哎呀，我里面实在是非常的受警惕。
And I'm greatly admonished and reminded.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有一些人犯一点点的错误都不行。
There are some who seem to err very little, but yet that is not acceptable.
因为呢。这关乎到下面第三个重要的点。
Because this concerns the third point principle about service.
因为神在他的工旨意上面。
Because in his work, in his will.
神要求的是精准。
God requires to be accurate.
非常重要。
It is very important. It must be to the point accurately.
有的人呢以为呢侍奉神呢不需要那么精准。
Some serve and think, oh, you don't have to be so strict and so strict.
尤其在美国啊,
especially in the US.
我们碰见很多年轻弟兄姊妹们都是学科学的。
We see that many brothers and sisters study science.
是吧?我们知道在科学上要求精准啊。
Now, to be a scientist, it is exact.
差一点都不行的。
It cannot be close enough.
所以你们在做实验你们在做你们自己工作的时候，那个精准度是非常非常重要的。
Now, therefore, scientists, when you do your experiments, everything is very exact.
所以有很多弟兄们、弟兄姊妹得救之后呢
，and so many brothers and sisters after they're saved.
他们觉得说，在科学上需要精准。
Oh, in science, you must be exact.
对主的事情呢
？But as to the matters of the Lord,
他们把它当作是一个宗教。
We treat it as a religion.
宗教要求是品德。
Now, in religion, what is required is your character.
只要你有爱心，你为人正派就好了，对不对？
You have love and you're upright, that's good.
做个规规矩矩的基督徒，那就可以了。
As you're a proper Christian, then that is enough.
我们从来不以为说神的工作也要求精准的。
Yet, we do not consider in the work of God, he is asking for exactness.
但是你仔细的读圣经。
But when we read closely in the Bible,
你看见神在他工作中所要求的精准比科学上的精准更厉害。
What God is after in his work and how exact, how perfect it is even more strict than science.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天呢，两千年教会的历史在地上，所以有很多的团体偏离啊。
Today, throughout 2,000 years of church history, many assemblies have strayed away.
很多神的儿女们偏离啊。
And many children have strayed away.
就是因为他们忽略了神在他工作中所要求一个精准的原则。
Because they have neglected and been careless about the requirement of God in His work to be exact and perfect.
所以我们说。保罗摩西为什么在神的全家中心的敬重了
And why is it that Moses was called one who is faithful in all the house of God?
他的忠心不仅他明白主给他的托付
His faithfulness is not only that he understood what God entrusted to him
并且他非常谨慎的来完成神的托付
But with much care and attention, he finished, completed what God entrusted to him.
在摩西建造会幕的事上。
Now in the matter of the building of the tabernacle.
最叫我们深刻印象是什么呢？
And what is most deep impression upon us?
神再三的警戒他。
And God warned him repeatedly.
你要谨慎按照山上的样式建造。
That it must be built according to the pattern on the mount.
所以中心里面是有一个要求是精准的。
And therefore, in faithfulness, there is this requirement. It is according to God's measure.
所以两千年教会的历史。
Therefore, throughout 2,000 years of church history.
只有到了弟兄运动开头的时候。
Only at the beginning of the brethren movement.
他们才注意所谓精准的问题。
And then they began to consider this matter of according to the exact measurement of God.
因为过去一千多年
throughout 2,000 years before,
神的儿女们读圣经，但是没有照着圣经。
When we read the Bible, the children of God did not do according to the Bible.
所以弟兄们重新提醒我们要回到圣经的里面。
So the brethren remind us once again, we must return to the scriptures.
所以今天我们要感谢主，因着这些弟兄们他们一个精准的一个看法。
Therefore, because the brethren have shown us that they have to see exactly according to the scriptures.
救我们脱离了很多的错误啊。
That will help us to be delivered from many errors.
我不要讲多，我讲一个简单的事情啊。
Not too many examples, just one.
要是没有弟兄运动的话呢。
Without the brethren movement.
嘿嘿，你我还在庆祝圣诞节呢，对不对啊？
You and I, we will still be celebrating Christmas.
是不是啊？
Right?
这是你看见的吗？
Is that something that we see?
不是你。
Not you.
是弟兄们看见的。
The brethren see it.
今天基督教传统里面很多的错误都是因为弟兄们回到圣经的话语里面把它重新修正。
There are many errors in Christendom today, but they have been adjusted and corrected by the brethren movement.
但是我们知道后期弟兄们也犯错误。
And we know later on there are still errors with the brethren movement.
所以这个精准的思想在侍奉里面是非常重要的。
Therefore, this matter of exactness in the presence of God is very important.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So for you and me,
我们里面需要有明亮的启示。
We must have enlightened revelation from within.
需要有意象。
We must have vision.
但是也需要有完全的顺服。
But we must also haveAbsolute submission.
所以保罗呢，在最后他讲说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Therefore, Paul is able to say that he did not, he followed the vision from above, that he was not against it.
弟兄姊妹，在侍奉的事上。
Now, brothers and sisters, in this matter of service,
这是很严肃的事情。
This is very serious.
保罗只有在他到最后要殉道的时候。
That even Paul, before he was martyred.
他才有一个把握。
He was assured.
美好的仗打过了，当跑的路跑尽了，所信的道守住了。
That he had fought the good fight, he had ran the race, and he had kept the faith.
从此之后有公义的冠冕。
And henceforth there is this crown of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，为什么讲公义的冠冕？
And why is it a crown of righteousness?
那是一个审判的标准。
Because there is a standard of judgment there.
那一个是按照神旨意的标准审判而有的一个结果。
That is because according to the absolute standard of God that we're being judged, and that is the evaluation.
保罗是到了他最终要殉道之前，他才有这个把握的。
Not only before Paul, right before his martyrdom, he had this assurance.
可见侍奉是多么不容易啊！
And therefore, it is not easy for us in service.
弟兄姊妹，你我还没到终点。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have not reached the end.
这像这个约翰所说的一样。
Just as Paul says,
时候还没到，将来如何还不知道呢。
The time is not yet come, and we don't know what lies ahead.
但是主把机会量给我们。
But God has given us the opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很少的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have too many opportunities.
神把你我留在末后的世代。
God has kept you and me in these last days.
这是极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace bestowed upon us.
别人要花很长的年日在主面前追求做这个，我们只要用短短的时间就可以得到奖赏了。
There's so much in time, but there's yet a little while we can receive the reward.
所以这些年我常常里面会出现一幅图画。
So many often I have this picture.
就主耶稣所讲的。
As the Lord Jesus said.
人进葡萄园做工。
That many are going into the vineyard to work.
有的人早上进去，中午进去，下午进去。
Someone in the morning, in the afternoon, in the late evening.
还有人最后一个钟头进去。
There's one who enter in the last hour.
结果主人呢发这个发这个这个这个工资的时候，每个人都一样。
And yet, when the master gave the wages, we all receive alike.
哇，有人说我们做了一整天，都他只不过做一个钟头，怎么得一样东西
？And some will say, I worked all day, and he only worked an hour. Why is it alike?
这是神给我们极大的一个恩典呐、啊。
This is a wonderful grace which God has given us.
如果你抓住眼前的机会
，If we seize the opportunity before us,
弟兄姊妹，你用一个钟头的时间得人家一整天的一个奖赏，你看多划算，对不对
？We serve and work for 1 hour and receive the day's wage.What a benefit for us.
如果你得着，连保罗都羡慕你，跟你讲。
Even if we gain it, Paul himself would envy us.
嚯，保罗说：“我这个一生这个这么劳苦，到最后还要上断头台，你就这么一个钟头就得着。”
Paul would wonder, I worked all my life and I was beheaded, and you worked this little while, and yet you gained with me.
所以这是末后圣徒啊。主给我们特别的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great grace which God has afforded us as saints in the last days.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹相互劝勉。
And so we like to encourage one another.
千万不要失去。
Do not lose this opportunity.
我们宁可失去很多朋友。
And we perhaps will lose many friends.
失去人的称赞。
And praise of men.
失去很多工作的机会。
And many other opportunities to work.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候是我们最严谨。好好跟随主的时候
Brothers and sisters, this is the most dire time. We must hold fast to serve the Lord.
你要眼睛看见千禧年的那个荣耀
We must see the glory in the millennium.
如果失去那一个那我们的一生在主面前没有价值
If we lose that, we have lost a great value.
这是多么可惜的事情
And it will be very sad.
所以愿主得着我们，能像得着摩西一样做忠心的仆人。
So may God gain us as He has gained Moses to be that faithful servant.
第四个
，the first point.
你看见摩西在神的跟前。
Now Moses in the presence of God.
战战兢兢。
He stood in fear and trembling.
哎呀，所有真实侍奉主的人，在神跟前都是战战兢兢的。
Those who truly serve the Lord, they serve with reverence.
因为这个神的要求是不容易。
Because the requirement of God is not easy and lax.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand.
你在基督里可以过着喜乐的生活。
In Christ, we have a joyful life.
可以过着自由的生活。
We have a life of liberty.
可以过着满有恩典的生活。
A life filled with grace.
但在侍奉上。
But in this matter of service.
求主给我们有敬畏的心。
May the Lord give us a heart of reverence in service.
连保罗也讲他侍奉主战兢恐惧。
And even Paul himself says he served the living God with fear and reverence.
哎呀，我现在。有的时候感觉最可怕的是什么呢
？Now what do I feel? What's very scary?
我们侍奉主胆大妄为。
When we serve the Lord, we're very bold and courageous. Do whatever we want.
这些年常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，哎，我们还是胆小一点比较好、啊。
And I would often comment to brothers and sisters, it's better for us to be a bit timid.
服侍主不要太胆大。
Now when we serve the Lord, let us not be so bold.
什么话都敢讲。
And we say anything we want.
什么事都敢做。
I do anything I want.
这个。要遭受亏损的。
We act in such a way, we'll suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
因为只有你惧怕
only when we have that fear within,
我们才会谨慎
then we will act very carefully.
所以摩西在神面前战惊恐惧。
So Moses stood before God in fear and trembling.
所以他才能够谨慎地按照山上的样式呢。那么来建造会幕。
Therefore, he's able to take careful heed and attention to build a tabernacle according to the mountain on the pattern on the mount.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我愿意从圣经里面啊，过去侍奉主人的这个经验里面，我把 为主做工侍奉神的重要的原则先和弟兄姊妹交通。
So brothers and sisters, I'd like to first share with you in my understanding and experience in these principles as one who serves God.
那么我们再回到摩西的故事里面。
Now when we look back then now at the story of Moses,
你就很容易明白为什么神这样做。
Now we will easily understand why God did according to this way.
那我们看见摩西一生的经历很清楚，三个四十年。
Now we see throughout Moses' life very clearly for us three stages of 40 years.
神是刻意这样做的。
Now God intentionally did this.
那我们看见从他的出生开始侍奉了，讲的从他出生开始。
And so even from service, it began with his birth.
那么我们知道摩西的前面的四十年。
Now we know the first 40 years of Moses' life.
哇，这四十年呢，他享尽了地上一切的好处。
In these first 40 years, he enjoyed all the goodness of this world.
不过呢，摩西这个名字很有意思。
Now this name Moses itself is very meaningful.
摩西的意思怎么？神从水里拉出来。
Now the meaning of Moses itself means he is drawn out of the water.
所以呢，有一个弟兄解释得很好。
And so, a brother explained this very wonderfully.
摩西就神先把他摆在这个情况里面。
And so, God first put Moses in this situation.
他本来是个希伯来人。
He was a Hebrew.
结果做了法老女儿之子啊。
But he became the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
一下进到皇宫里面去了。
And he entered into the palace.
那么摩西的意思是拉出来。
And so Moses means drawn out.
所以呢，神把他放在皇宫里面。
And so God placed him in the palace.
然后又必须从皇宫里面拉出来。
And so also then must draw him out of the palace.
的确，摩西的一生经历都是拉出来的。
And that is the meaning of Moses. We see that throughout his life, drawn out.
他在埃及学了埃及所有一切的学问。
And he have learned all the learnings of Egypt.
又有才干，又有口才。
And he was mighty in word and in deeds.
神说不行，拉出来。
God says, no, I have to draw you out from that.
你看，这是我们很多弟兄姊妹蒙召受的经历，对不对？
And brothers and sisters, this is many of our experiences.
我们原来爱我们地上的东西，爱得不得了。
Oh, we love the things of this world so much. God draws us out.
拉不出来就没办法服侍。
If we are not drawn out, we cannot serve.
然后他就在埃及呢，哎呀，这个为着法老王建造祭祸城，又非常非常的有权威。
And he was very powerful and mighty in Egypt, building all the storehouses of Egypt.
所以神是刻意这样做的。
And God intentionally did this.
就是呢，让摩西做了一个特别的榜样，先让他在埃及给他浸得透透的。
And so, God intentionally did this to put Moses in Egypt to have him absorb thoroughly all the things.
埃及的荣华富贵。
All the fame and riches of Egypt.
埃及的权势。
All the power of Egypt.
埃及的学问。
All the learnings of Egypt.
埃及的才干。
All the talents of Egypt.
埃及的口才。
All the eloquence of Egypt.
先把它浸在里面。
And God soaked him right into it.
摩西啊，以为说，哇，不得了，神这样教育我，那我大有才能，对不对
？And so Moses, wow, God have put me in this way. Now I'm mighty in deed and word.
像我这样的有才干、有智慧、有口才的人，我来侍奉主，那一定给神荣耀。
Now I'm capable and talented. I'm equipped. If I serve God, I will glorify Him.
你看在弟兄姊妹中，是不是常常出现这些东西呢
？And we see that often within brothers and sisters, right?
像我这个做教授的，做这个医生的，我的大科学家，我这个是我来侍奉神，那一定给神荣耀。
I'm a professor. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. If I serve God, I'll bring great glory to Him.
神说 no no no.
God says no no no.
拉出来
and draw us out.
所以摩西开头也不懂啊。
Moses at the beginning did not understand.
他以为用这些东西可以服侍神的。
He thought I can use this to serve God.
他也以为百姓们都知道。
And he thought the people would understand.
结果犯了一个错误，打死个埃及人。
And so he erred and he killed an Egyptian.
结果就开始做了一个逃犯，跑到旷野。
Then he became a fugitive and he ran away to the
wilderness. 然后四十年在旷野。
And 40 years in the wilderness.
哇，这四十年可是苦了。
And these 40 years were very bitter.
没有什么军队可以指挥啊。
He cannot direct the armies.
只能指挥几只羊。
He can only direct a few sheep.
每天呢，带这个羊出去，带这个羊回来。
And each day, routinely, he'll take the sheep out, take the sheep in.
他想神总有一天要用我的了。
He's still wondering, one day God will use me.
四十年，四十岁，五十岁，六十岁，七十岁。
40, 50, 60, 70.
我想快到70岁的时候写诗篇90篇了。
Perhaps he wrote Psalm 90 when he was 70.
他提醒神了。
And he reminds God.
他说神啊，人的一生是70年呢。
Oh God, all the days of man's life is 70 years.
我快70岁了。
I'm about 70 now.
快结束了。
Oh, my time's about up.
怎么还不带我回去呢，对不对？
When is the time, Lord, to bring me back?
结果70年也没有。
After
他说强壮的他可以活到80年呢。
Now perhaps by strength, 80 years.
哦，慢慢的，到了80岁的时候。
Now even when he was 80.
哇，这个摩西变成个老头子了。
Now he's an old man.
讲话也不清楚了。
He's not eloquent anymore.
什么才干都忘光了。
Now he forgot all his capabilities.
你讲40年。
40 years.
那么主说，哎，可以了。
And now the Lord says, it's time.
现在可以了。
It's time.
弟兄姊妹们，当神来呼召他的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when God called him,
这个时候摩西对自己一点把握都没有。
Moses lost confidence in himself.
神对摩西说：“你去替我说话。”他说：“我已经拙口笨舌，不会讲话了。
”God says, "You go and be my mouthpiece." He said, "Well, I'm dumb and I'm not eloquent."
然后他对神说：“你爱找谁找谁吧，不要找我了。”
And you can find another mouthpiece. You need not ask.
哎呀，神都生气，对不对啊？造口舌的是谁呢？
And so God became wroth with him.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们看见神在摩西身上。
Now, upon Moses,
把一个自以为有用的情况里面把他拉出来，对吧
？God will draw him out, draw us out from a situation condition we think we can be used by God.
但是不要忘记，神也把他从那个无用的光景拉出来。
Now, we thank God because God also drawn him out of a situation where he thought he was useless.
你知道我们基督徒有时候很奇怪。
Now, you know, we Christians are very strange.
两个极端，有的人觉得自己非常有用啊。
There are two extremes. One, we think we're so useful.
但大多数人都觉得自己无用，对不对？
Yeah, but many of us think we're not very useful.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得无用，神也把你拉出来。
Brothers and sisters, when we have that mindset, we're useless to the Lord. He draws us out.
我年轻时候，我常常在主面前讲说，哎呀，我这个人拙口笨舌，我真的不太会讲话。
And when I was young, I thought to myself, I'm not very eloquent. I cannot speak.
我有时候很少讲一句话。
I don't speak very much.
主就拉我出来。
And God draw me out.
我说你拉我出来啊。
I would say, Lord, you draw me out.
我将来这样吧，我赚钱奉献好了。
Why don't maybe you let me make money and I will offer to you?
你知道我最怕站在人跟前。
I'm very afraid to stand before people.
站人跟前，我有时候紧张的，我都不知道讲什么。
And sometimes I feel so anxious, I don't know what to say.
当然，弟兄姊妹，今天看我已经经过了很多年的训练。
Of course, you look at me today. I've gone through many decades of training.
其实一直到今天我。这个站在讲台上，我的感觉还是不是那么挺舒服的。
In fact, even all these years when I'm standing on the pulpit, I don't feel quite at ease.
但是神要把我们这个从这个情况中拉出来。
Even so, God desires to draw us out.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见神在摩西身上的工作。
We see the work of God upon Moses.
后来。他在西乃山上看见个异象，荆棘火焰的异象。
And he saw then that vision of the burning bush.
他就明白了。
Then he understood.
我们天性只不过是荆棘，无用的。
That by our nature we are like the thorn and thistle.
但是是神圣的火烧在我们的身上。
We are useless, but it is that holy fire burning upon us.
所以神在这里要把摩西训练成为一个。忠心的人。
Therefore, God is there to train Moses to be one who is faithful.
到时候最后神呼召他的时候。
And so at last, when God called him.
那个出埃及记三章十二节非常的重要。
Now in Exodus chapter 3 verse 12 is very important.
这个我在西安特会里面曾经讲过，非常重要。
I've shared this previously at the West Coast Christian Conference.
那句话弟兄姊妹牢记在心。
This is very important. Let's bear these words in mind.
神说我必与你同在。
And God says to Moses that I shall be with you.
这就是我打发你去的证据。
Certainly, I will be with you, and this is a token unto thee that I have sent thee.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does these words mean?
就神打发摩西去的时候，
that when God sent him,
神也跟着他一起去。
God also goes with him.
我们今天有很多时候有个错误哦，这神给我的托付，我就凭着自己在那做了。
Many times we must understand this is what God entrusted me, so let me go at it myself.
好像神就在旁边看着，哎，你做的好不好
？As if God is standing on the sideline looking at us.
这是个错误的印象。
That is a wrong impression.
因为神叫摩西去做。
God sent Moses.
结果呢，神是透过摩西就做了。
But it is God Himself through Moses who does the work.
哎，结果神把侍奉的荣耀给摩西了。
But God gives him the glory and honor.
其实这个工是神透过他做的。
God through him did the work.
如果那个时候神对摩西说：“你带领两三百万以色列百姓过来了，摩西啊，你带他们过红海。
”Did God tell Moses, "Oh, you lead 2-3 million"people of the Israelites, and you take them across the Red Sea.
摩西就说神啊，你不要为难我，这个红海我们怎么过啊？
Moses would not say to God, well, how do I cross the Red Sea, God?
是吧？现在后面埃及的追兵又赶着来了。
Now the army of Egypt is pursuing us.
你如果十年前告诉我的话，我可以造很多船呢。
Now if you told me 10 years ago, maybe I'll have a boat ready.
现在怎么过啊？
But now you ask me to have them cross, how do I cross?
弟兄姊妹们，摩西能叫红海分开吗？
Brothers and sisters, can Moses cause the Red Sea to part? No.
是神做的，对不对？
God himself did so.
但是神透过摩西做。
It is through Moses.
啊，这个就是今天神在侍奉上给我们的荣耀。
And this is the glory which God gives us in service.
我们要做神手中的一个器皿。
We are to be a vessel in the hand of God.
啊，是被神来用。
We are to be used by God.
所以在这里，摩西也经历了约瑟的经历，神的同在。
So here Moses himself experienced the experience of Joseph, the presence of God.
我们昨天讲过，只要有神的同在。
And we have shared yesterday with the presence of God.
什么事情你都不需要害怕。
We don't need to fear anything.
那么摩西做了非人手所做能做的工，对不对？
And Moses was able to do that which no man can do.
结果把荣耀归给神。
And all glory be given back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要自己保守自己在主的同在中。
We must keep ourselves to abide with the presence of God.
这个才是我们侍奉的一个证据。
And that's a token of our service.
那么摩西认识神。
And Moses knows God.
摩西敬畏神。
And he feared God.
那么我们看见最后他来到这个西乃山的时候，
and when he was at Mount Sinai,
他能够忠心的建造会幕，
he was able to faithfully build the tabernacle.
他没有违背神在异象中给他的启示，
and he was not disobedient to the vision which God has given him.
在山下建造会幕的时候，一针一线都不出自摩西的手，
and all as he built each stitch, each measurement.Was accurate.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天在末后的时代，
today in these last days,
我们还有不多的机会在地上可以侍奉主。
Now we do not have too many opportunities in which we can serve him.
神仍旧寄望他与我们一同来完成他的工作。
God is still longing that we together with him can be vessels for his work.
但愿我们的侍奉，
and may it be our service.
真的是经营神所经营的。
Now that we will be occupied with business that he is doing.
建造神所建造的。
That we will be building what God desires to be built.
如果我们能够做一个忠心的仆人，
if we are a faithful servant,
你看见主回来的时候，那个奖赏是大的。
Now we can see the reward that he has with him when he comes is great.
所以今天在地上，
so today on earth,
侍奉成了我们一个非常重要的一个考验。
Service is a great test that we must go through.
本来犹太人他们有最好的机会，
now the Jews had the best opportunity.
结果他们失去了，
yet they lost it.
所以斯提凡内心非常的激愤，
and so it was very with much fervor that was in the heart of Stephen.
甚至指责他们到一个地步啊，
even to a point of great admonishment.
你在旷野四十年是抬着约柜吗？
That you carry the ark for 40 years?
是抬着偶像
在
走啊。
But you carried idols with you.
弟兄姊妹们，这是多么严肃的一个话。
Brothers and sisters, how severe are these words?
看看今天整个地上的教会的光景。
Today the entire condition of the church.
真是扛着约柜吗？
Are we truly carrying the ark of the covenant?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters.
愿你我蒙恩。
You and I have received grace.
也不让主在我们身上失望。
And let us not disappoint our Lord.
但愿在这个最末了一段时间中，
Even in these closing days of time.
主能得到很多 好又忠心的仆人。
And、that God would gain for himself many good and faithful servants.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow our head for a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude toward thee.
我们知道你把机会量给我们。
We know thou have measured unto us opportunities.
我们进入个新的年度，你还没有回来。
Even as we enter the new year, thou have yet to return.
我们渴望你快快回来。
And we long that thou would come quickly.
但是我们也不愿意失去眼前的机会。
Yet let us not lose the opportunity laid before us.
求你对我们的心说话。
And may thou speak unto our hearts.
主啊，光照我们。
Lord, illuminate us.
若是我们以往犯了错误。
If we have erred in the past.
给我们有柔软的心。
Give us a gentle, soft heart.
愿意悔改在你的跟前。
That we will repent before thee.
愿意接受你自己的归正。
To accept the correction before thee.
好叫我们在不多的日子的里面。
So in these few days remaining.
我们真正与你同工。
That truly we will work together with thee.
让你的旨意在我们中间亨通。
That thy will may prosper in our midst.
主，我们需要你的怜悯。
Lord, how we need thy mercy.
求你用你的恩手握住我们。
May you use thy gracious hand to take hold of
us. 主，我们渴望那一天我们能够欢欢喜喜地来见你。
That one day we shall welcome thee with joy.
但愿今天你在我们身上就做工。
Might it be that even today, now thou wilt do thy work among us.
主啊，我们对你说。
Lord, we say unto thee.
我在这里。
Here am I.
愿你得着我。
And may thou gain me.
愿你听我的祷告。
And listen to my prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.